Come on.
Aparna V. Marie is a spiritual guide and intuitive healer with personal transformation pathways. And now, finally, a guest on Lifeblood Complete. Welcome, Aparna.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate your time, and I'm really feeling happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Aparna, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I'm a wife, mother, teacher, volunteer, co-author, and as you mentioned, I'm a business owner of Personal Transformation Pathways. I'm a coach and also a spiritual healer. I share some musings with my audience on my YouTube channel, and I empower women over 40 years to have a direction in their lives. Why? Because they can start embracing the abundance in all areas of their lives and lead a life of magical creation. Even though abundance is all around us, we don't see that. So I help them to identify the abundance that is already exists in their lives and step forward to embrace more. So why I do all this is I love to see people being happy and lead their lives with joy and contentment. And a little bit about me is like I had an opportunity to study with great teachers. And whatever I learned from all these wonderful teachers, I try to incorporate in my life's journey to feel peace within. And peace I want to share in my work so that whatever I do, I will find peace.
I love it. Happiness, joy, contentment, and peace. I think that those are all things that most human beings probably want, but seem to be out of our reach for many of us. Do you think that that's true?
Of course, because that is where we struggle, because we try to find peace, but we don't understand that we have some beliefs that are stopping us to achieve what we want in our lives.
It's funny. Well, I don't know if it's funny or not. I think it's probably not very funny at all. I had the experience of I was curious about what kind of beliefs that people are sort of running in the background, and so I just searched core beliefs, and the majority of it is just about how to unwind or get rid of negative beliefs. That is evidence to me that it's such a huge issue for so many of us, and that was myself included, that we all have sort of these negative beliefs running in the background that we're probably not even aware of.
Sure, George, it's not only you. We all have those limiting beliefs, especially negative beliefs. In my case, I used to have the belief that I am not enough. So I used to be after everything and I want to learn, feeling that, okay, whatever I have is not enough. I have to have more so that I can be what I want. And I learned so many things. Later, I realized that it's only me, my own belief system, that is creating whatever I am creating. Once I realized that part, I started working on my limiting beliefs and came out of that. And it really helped me to see the miracles happening in my life. Once I created a system that helped me to come out of the limiting beliefs. So it's amazing.
It's a... For for me as well, I think that once I sort of figured that out, I don't know that I've cracked the code necessarily. I just recognized that I did have limiting beliefs, and how does one even sort of come to the recognition that it's possible that I have these?
Okay, I will give an example. Like, let's see, we have a financial growth chart, and when you look at the chart at some point of your life, you see the chart is at a state of plateau, so there is no growth. That's when you have a limiting belief or a ceiling to achieve more in your finances. So when you question yourself, why I'm not getting more than this? Why I'm not able to achieve more finances or more income? Then you can realize that there are certain things that are holding you back to achieve more. For example, maybe you don't want to earn more than your father, so that if you earn more, maybe you feel like your father may get humiliated because the son is getting more. Or you feel like you have some negative impressions about people who are wealthy. So you think that if you have more of finance, you feel like maybe you also become like those wealthy people who are maybe rude or who are egoistic or something like that. So unless we focus on in our own life and see where we have limiting beliefs, it's very hard to find them. So you will even in any area of your life, if you look at maybe relationships, if you are not getting the love that you want, then you can see that why I'm not getting the love I am looking for. Unless you ask for it, you cannot go and dig deeper into your own self to see the limiting beliefs that are holding you. I don't know if I'm making any sense to you or not.
No, that definitely does. It's a matter of looking and saying, okay, I do have all this money, but I am not happy at all. Or I'm pretty happy, but I've got money, but I don't feel like I'm just not finding relationships, so I'm not finding that love. I imagine that those are pretty common areas: happiness, overall, financial, and probably relationships.
So when you feel like even if you have more money and if you're not feeling happy, there may be some limiting beliefs or negative beliefs like, see, the whole world is suffering and how can I spend money? How can I be happy by myself? So you feel like that feeling of having that, okay, if others are suffering, I cannot be happy. It may be some kind of religious teachings, or maybe that's what your parents taught you when you are growing. Like, you cannot spend money when others are suffering. You have to save it so that you can spend it wisely, so that you can use it when you need it. All those things make us to feel how we are feeling right now.
Yeah, I think I think that that makes a lot of sense. And is it so how do I then, once I recognize, okay, I've been, maybe we can just focus on money, that I've been making the same amount of money for the last 10 years, and I just, wow, I didn't even know that. I'm sort of stuck here. And is it just then going back and sort of trying to figure it out, like maybe I have bad experience with my family growing up with money, and so I think that I avoid certain activities with money, or maybe my parents always said that people with money are bad people, or money is the root of all evil. It's sort of just trying to unpack that.
Yeah, because we have all these stories within ourselves, right? Unless we try to identify them, it's very hard. So when you hit a plateau in whatever it is, or if you feel like you are not happy, then you have to sit and write a journal saying why you are not feeling happy. Then the answers come. Okay, I received a lesson that my mother said that you cannot spend more money. Then you can say, my father said you have to save money. And my experience when I was young, like I was humiliated because my friends are rich people and I couldn't spend the money as much as they're spending. So all these limiting beliefs are there. So it is in your story, in your head. So you need to unravel your own mind, in the subconscious mind, because that's where everything is stored in, right? So unless something triggers in your life, you cannot find your own limiting beliefs that are affecting you in this present moment. So writing a journal really helps. And also another thing you can do is, let's say you are earning 60,000 per annum. Is it the limit that you can earn, or is it the amount that you want to earn? If you are okay with that, then you will be fine with 60,000. But if you aim for more, the moment you say that, let's say, I want to earn $100,000 per year, what are the jitters that are running in your body? Are you comfortable with $100,000? Or you can hear the inner voice saying, come on, how do you think you can earn that much money? Or do you think the inner voice keep on saying, do you think you can earn that money? You dumb. So all these inner voices you need to recognize. Then you can figure out what you can do better.
So, and I definitely agree. So if I'm making 60,000 and I start to ask myself, okay, could I earn $100,000? And then what is it that pops up? You're like, no way. There's you're not smart enough, or the people that earn $100,000 a year are way better than you are, or they're am I on the right track?
Yes, because the jitters in us, they always give a clue that what is going on in our subconscious mind, what story we are telling to ourselves. So most of the core beliefs, as you were mentioning earlier, the core beliefs, especially, I am not enough, I am not good enough. These are the basic things that keep us where we are. So if you want to move ahead, you first need to realize where you are right now and where you want to be. So the process from where you are to where you want to be, it's a process, and what all the things that you need to become aware of your own self, then address them, then only you can move to the point B, where you want to be.
Figure out where I am, get a good baseline of what that belief system is that's running in my head, what I believe I'm capable of or not capable of, and then figuring out, well, this is really what I want. I do want to be happy, and figure out what that means. That's a whole nother can of worms, but yes, I do want to be a person, and I do want to earn X number of, let's just keep using the $100,000 a year example. So it's sort of clearing the way from a belief system, figure out why I was acting the way that I was, try to overcome those beliefs and start new ones.
Yes, once you become aware of your own belief system, then you will realize who you are at the core. What is holding you back to achieve what you want? So I will give an example. One of the participants in one of my programs, she was like, she wanted to clear her own belief system around money. So when she came, she was like, she wasn't earning as much as she wanted to. It's like $60 per month or some kind of amount she was earning. So when she came here, she realized she has so many limiting beliefs about, I'm not good enough, I cannot earn money, I don't want to earn money, because she depends on her husband. So she don't want to earn money because he's earning, and also he has influence on her that you don't have to work. So all these things, she didn't realize that she has so many things that are limiting her. Once she identified that she has so many things, that it's like a layer by layer, peeling the onion layer. So she was peeling on. So many things are coming up for her. And once she realized that it's n number of things she has, she was amazed that she has been carrying that weight without knowing. And once she realized all these things, once she became aware, again, she don't want to let go some of them based on the sentiments, whatever it is. Because one of the things she don't want to let go is like, She's depending on her husband. It's like a religious or family or whatever it is. So she couldn't let go that feeling that I don't want to earn money because my husband is supplying the money for me. So it's the biggest thing for her to let that go. She was able to let go the rest of the things, but she was holding on to that for so long. She couldn't let go. So again, we have to dig deep and change the belief system about the religious teachings or whatever it is. So that's how it depends. That's how it happens. Like when you have belief system, sometimes it's very deep inside that you don't want to let them go also.
Yeah, I imagine that we've been living with these beliefs for a long time, so it's not going to be an easy thing for a lot of the reasons, specifically the ones that you just laid out, that we're going to be able to just move on from them. So my perception is that this is work that it's not going to be a straight line from all of a sudden I start doing it to and I'll have all the success. Perhaps it can happen really, really quickly. But there's a lot of that probably goes into it. This process could take somebody a really long time, and then it's a matter of making sure that, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but figuring out that you actually have the skills to do the things that you're actually wanting to do.
I really like when you said like it takes long time because yes, it takes very long time because we don't want to let that go. And sometimes we feel like I'm doing everything. Why it's not happening? I'm doing all the things that all the mentors, teachers, guides, healers are telling. Still, I'm not getting what I want. Unless we look into ourselves, it's very difficult to achieve what you want. You may go to n number of guides, teachers, or mentors. Unless you realize the problem is within you, we cannot achieve what we want. Nothing builds the success unless you look into inside of you, and if you are resonating with the success frequency, if you are not, what are the limiting beliefs? What are the things that are holding you back? Once you realize that, then you can shift everything for you to achieve the success that you are looking for. It doesn't matter which area of you are looking for. It could be finances, it could be relationships, it could be personal life, whatever it is. You can achieve success only when you go deep into yourself.
Buy all the courses in the world and do all the tips and tricks in the world. It's not going to, it's not going to get you there until you actually do the work and go inside. I love it.
Because even if you achieve success, it may be momentary because the blocks always see, we have a reticular activating system in our brain that filters whatever the subconscious look out for. So if the subconscious mind always thinks negatively, it finds like the things that you okay, the subconscious mind says, okay, you want this? Okay, let me figure out where I can find you those things so that you can experience the same thing again. That's how we involved in so many abuses around the world. So if you keep on thinking, oh my God, if I go all alone, I may be abused by people, maybe verbal abuse or physical abuse, then you the reticular activating system looks around to create the same situation for you because you are thinking that. You keep on thinking inside that this is what you want. So it filters out every other thing that is available around you. It brings only things that you want to experience. You think you are not, you don't want that, but you are attracting the same thing.
Love it. Well, Aparna, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay, I really love this one. Like, as we are talking about this, whatever you are feeling right now, if you don't like it, don't entertain those thoughts. Feelings are created by thoughts, right? So if your thoughts are not making you feel good, don't entertain. Instead, why don't you try to shift your attention to what makes you feel happy in this moment? Because however you are living in this present moment, this will be reflected in your future. If you keep on worrying, how am I going to live, what my future will be, so it will continue into your future. Instead, whatever you are feeling right now, if you are not feeling comfortable, shift that to feel happy right now. Find something that makes you happy so that you can create the same happiness into your future.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Aparna, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
They can visit me at my website, aparnavemuri.com. And also, they can come and visit me on Facebook Live, Facebook. And my Facebook group is Say Yes to Health, Wealth, and Relationships.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Aparna your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to aparnavemuri.com. It's aparnavemuri.com. And then find the Facebook group as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Aparna.
Thank you, Judge.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.